This is Keith Kaiser coming to you again from Manna in the Morning with a study from God's Holy Word. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, and we've been thinking about the great lessons of the Lord Jesus washing his disciples' feet. He had been telling Simon Peter that even believers, having been bathed once all over, needed the continual feet washing that he could provide of coming to the Lord for daily cleansing. The Lord Jesus told them in verse 10, "Ye are clean, but not all." Or as some translations put it, "Ye are clean, but not all of you." What did the Lord Jesus mean by that? Well, the gospel doesn't leave us in any doubt, for the next verse, verse 11, tells us, "For he knew who should betray him. Therefore," said he, "ye are not all clean." The Lord Jesus, remember, had perfect foreknowledge. Verse 1 told us that. Verse 3 also agreed to that. The Lord Jesus knew everything that was transpiring around him. And he knew that of those 12 men, one of them was false. One of them was a pseudo-brother. One of them was a fake. The Lord Jesus could look on the hearts of men and know whether they truly believed or not. You know, he still does that, dear listener. He can look into your heart right now, and he can tell where your confidence is. He can tell to what you are loyal. He can tell what you love. He can tell what you're trusting in for your salvation. 1 Samuel 16:7 says that man looketh upon the outward appearance, but God looketh upon the heart. And 1 Timothy chapter 2 would tell us that the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let him that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Sometimes we as human beings find it hard to determine who really believes and who doesn't believe. Some people are so good at faking it, just like this Judas Iscariot. He was there in the midst. He looked like a believer. He talked like a believer. He acted like a believer in many respects. And yet the Lord Jesus said, "Ye are not all clean," for he knew who would betray him. He knew that there was a traitor in the midst. The Lord Jesus knows, dear listener, whether you're true or false. He knows if you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, or if you just have given some kind of intellectual assent. If you just say in your own mind, "Well, yes, of course, I believe Jesus was a good man. I believe he was a great teacher. I believe he was wonderfully moral and his ethics are second to none." Or maybe you go farther. Maybe you say, "Yes, I know he's the Son of God. I know he's divine. I know he came from the Father. I know he died on the cross for the sins of the world." But you've never come and bowed the knee to him. You've never come and turned the reins of your heart over to the Lord Jesus. You've never given your life to him and said, "Lord, take control." You've never received him, in other words. You've never really recognized yourself as God recognizes you, as a lost sinner on your way to hell, one who needs to repent, to turn around, and to come by the narrow way of following the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to do that, dear listener. If you're pretending today, if you're faithfully attending church and maybe considered a pillar of your community, maybe you're considered a very upstanding man or woman, someone that other people look up to, but God knows the truth about you. He looks into your heart. He sees that you are not truly his. He sees that you're still trying to live your life for yourself, still trying to control things, still trying to do it your way. You need to cease from your striving, cease from your working, cease from your pride, my friend. You need to come to the Lord Jesus and confess yourself a sinner deserving of hell, yet being able to gain heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to rest from all your works and say, "Not my works, but his work. What the Lord Jesus did for me by dying on the cross. How he took my sins and bore the penalty for me. How he bore my guilt. How he died in my place. And he rose again for my justification." Oh, dear listener, do this today. The Lord knows the truth about you. Confess him today openly before men. Be saved while there's still time.